Faulty Fridges and Silent F-Bombs, written by Christina Curtin, September 10th, 2024. We had a repair tech at the house today to check out our garage fridge. It's a piece of shit LG, so of course the compressor is bad already. While the tech was in the garage, Vince came out to move the extra minivan seat out of the tech's way and put it back in the van. Oh my Lanta, I so wish I had my video glasses on for this moment, or at least my damn phone. Watching him try to reattach this seat back to the van was by far the best part of my week. First try, aligns the seat up with the tracks and presses in. Nope. Second try, repeats the same steps as he did in the first try, expecting a successful install. Result? Fail. Third try, shimmy shimmy coco pop, let's try it this way. Denied. Now, normally, this man would be cursing worse than a sailor at this point. His Catholic school teachers would be earmuffing it hard because there's no way this Irishman's temper would be holding back right now. Yet, he can't freak out. He can't make a peep because the refrigerator tech is innocently working on our appliance a mere 20 feet away. Vince can't curse. He can't misplace his anger on me and say, "Can't you not just fucking stand there and do something?" He can't toss the 50-pound seat down the driveway in frustration. No. All he can do is press his face to the sky, stiff arms down to his sides, hands and ass clenched like he's bench pressing 300 pounds, and silently scream. I watched this unfold, and I couldn't help myself. I started to giggle. This image of him is burned into my mind. Him suppressing his anger and frustration, eyes up to the heavens in silent aggression. This was hysterical. I will remember this for the rest of my life. And if you know Vince, you likely wish you saw this in real life. Believe me, it was a treat. I'm sorry I couldn't capture the moment for you on video or still image. Hopefully this post was enough. Oh, and he got the seat in. And my damn refrigerator will cost $600 to fix.